Now last Lord's Day we began thinking about a great servant of the Lord who has been serving the Lord for many years in the great nation of Brazil. And the man's name, of course, is Bill Woods. And Bill Woods, as you know from last Lord's Day, grew up in the city of Belfast. He was born just a couple of years before the outbreak of the Second World War. His father at that time was a painter and decorator, but such was the need and the strife at that particular time that his father left his trade and went to join the Navy, leaving Bill's mother to look after him and the rest of the children. And their auntie came along to help them at that time as well. But times were hard and rationing came in, and then Belfast at different times was bombed from the air by the Germans, and Harland and Wolff, for the great ships were made, the Titanic was built there, and other naval vessels were built there too, was under much threat and under much attack, and that was just really a few hundred yards from their home. They lived in East Belfast, and so these were desperate and dark and difficult days. And so Mrs. Woods thought the best thing to do is to move the family out of the city. And maybe if we go to the country, things will be a little bit quieter and a little bit safer. So they moved out of Belfast and they travelled 6 miles and they went to live just outside the town or the village of Ballygowan. And they moved there to live in an old schoolhouse. And that made a lot of changes in the Woods family. All of the children now made new friends and they attended a new school. And the schoolhouse was old. It was an old stone building. And of course, there were all sorts of rumours that the building was haunted. And that made it all a little bit more exciting, perhaps, for Bill and his brothers and his family. Bill Woods, we're told, had a great sense of humour. Even back then, whenever he was a young lad, they began attending a church in the Ballygowan area and a mission hall as well. And it was the custom that the children every Sunday morning and Sunday night would have had a penny in their pocket, and that was to put in the offering plate as it slipped by. But they didn't like to put their money into the plate. They thought they could spend it on sweets. And so one day they drilled a little hole, each of them, in the penny, and they attached an elastic band to it. And they tied the elastic band up their cuff somewhere. And then, of course, whenever they put the penny in the plate, it shot back up their sleeve and they were able to spend it on sweets at some other time. And so they had a great sense of humour. But one of the big trials was living in this schoolhouse. Bill's teacher had to live with them. Boys and girls, can you imagine how difficult that would be if you had to bring your teacher home with you every day at 3 o'clock? And then spend the rest of the day living in the same place as her or him, and then at the weekends as well. Well, Bill lived with his teacher. And one day they were outside, Bill and his brothers, and they were playing football, kicking ball just around the schoolyard there. And of course, didn't the ball get kicked hard, and it went through one of the windows of the schoolhouse. And they thought to each other, what should we do? They'd broken this window, they heard the smash. They didn't know exactly how to get to the room from the front door, so they decided, we'll climb up the spouting. And up they went, and there they looked through the broken window, and they saw the principal of the school sitting in the bath, and the football floating in the bathtub with them. And so they had some exciting and interesting times there as they lived in Ballygowan. But something that was to have a tremendous influence on them was not just the church that they attended, but also the little mission hall not far from their new home in Ballygowan. During this time of war and strife in our land and nation, the Spirit of God was still working and the Spirit of God was still moving. And the family still went to church together. And the Lord began to move in young Bill's heart. He wasn't yet saved, but he wasn't far from the kingdom either. He was thinking about becoming a Christian. Because many of his brothers and lots of his cousins had gone to this little mission hall in Ballygowan and in other places, and they had heard the gospel as gospel missions and children's meetings were held, and this had a tremendous influence in Bill's young life. Many of his family, as we say, had got converted. But he himself was not yet saved. He hadn't entered into the joy of God's salvation. But oh, he knew the truth and he knew the gospel. And on that schoolhouse that he attended and lived in, there were these words written. Now, if you go to Ballygowan today, and you'll see that schoolhouse right in the middle of the village, and the clock, and these words just written above the clock, "The time is short." And every day Bill would have seen those words, he would have thought about his life and how short his life really was. And the Lord was challenging him and stirring up his heart and convicting him and convincing him of his need. But still he hadn't trusted in the Lord. Maybe that's you this morning. You've been coming to God's house and coming to meetings and halls, perhaps a little bit like this. Others have got saved. Other friends and family members are converted. But you yourself are not yet a Christian, and you've been thinking about these things. Well, God willing, next Lord's Day, we'll find out how God's servant Bill Woods became a Christian, how he got converted, and then entering into the plan of God for his life. And may God bless these simple thoughts to our hearts here this morning.